Good afternoon. I would like to welcome you to the January 27, 2020 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of this commission is to provide for the protection, enhancement, and perpetuity of the and use of areas having special historical, cultural, and aesthetic interest or value in order to promote health, prosperity, general welfare of the people. The preservation of this heritage is of basic and vital importance for the development and maintenance of the community's tourism, its culture, and for the protection of property values because of their association with history. This commission, appointed by City Council, is not affiliated with any for-profit or nonprofit organization. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards as set forth in the City of Savannah's zoning ordinance are used by the board to determine the compatibility of the proposed changes and new development. Visible from public right-of-way, including streets, lanes, and sidewalk, and with the Savannah local historic and conservation districts, the board cannot consider criteria specifically identified, not specifically identified within the ordinance. Items such as land use, landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, and impact on property values, or the interior arrangement of a structure are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in issuing or denying of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for decisions. At this time, I ask everyone to turn off their cell phones. Please mute your mic until called upon to speak. Each member, board member, must say their name when you speak and when you vote on an item. I will, at this time, call the roll. Will the members present please identify themselves by name for the record? Rebecca Fenwick. Jerry Lomanac.
I'm here.
Kendra Clark.
Here.
Ms. Chelsea Jackson Green.
I'm here.
Dr. Robin Williams.
Here.
Mr. Darren Bagwell Heath.
Here.
Ms. Haley Swindell.
Here.
Thank you. Did I hear Ms. Fenwick?
Yes, I'm present.
Thank you. Members of the board receive an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Are there any projects that were not properly posted this month that the board is aware of? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item. The consent agenda. These items have been found by the preservation officer to be in accordance with the preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards, and have apparent consensus with no objections from the public. Is there any member of the public or board member who wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda? Hearing none, I'm asked for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
This is Jerry, so move.
Do I have a second?
This is Rebecca Fenwick, I second.
I will go through the agenda for a vote. Ms. Fenwick?
Approved.
Mr. Lomanac?
Approve.
Ms. Clark?
Approved.
Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approved.
Mr. Heath Bagley?
Approved.
Sorry. Ms. Wendell?
Approved.
Thank you. The agenda is approved, and we will move on to the minutes from the previous meeting.
That was actually just the consent agenda you all approved.
I'm sorry.
You were on the consent agenda, not on the agenda. So now you're on the agenda.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I have a motion to approve the regular agenda?
I make a motion that we approve the regular agenda. This is Robin Williams.
Can I have a second, please?
This is Kendra Chelsea. Second.
Okay, I will call for the vote. Ms. Fenwick?
Approve.
Mr. Lomanac?
Approve.
Ms. Clark?
Approved.
Ms. Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Wendell?
Approved.
Excuse me, Madam Chairwoman, can you tell me who seconded?
No, I can't. I was hoping you could figure that out.
Can whoever seconded tell me? Please.
This is Chelsea Jackson Green. I did, but so did Kendra. We spoke at the same time.
You want to go with Ms. Jackson Green as the second? All right.
I'll be talking. I need a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Just so you know, notice there, last month the minutes were continued, so you'll actually have to vote on first the November minutes and then the December minutes.
Oh, okay. May I have an approval for the November 23rd, 2020 meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from December 2020, Darren Bagley Heath.
Do I have a second?
Rebecca Fenwick, a second.
Can we vote on them at the same time? Can I have a motion for the approval of the December 21st, 2020 meetings?
I believe Mr. Bagley Heath said December in his motion, so I will make a motion to approve the November meeting minutes. This is Robin Williams.
Yep, go for it.
Okay. Now I need a second for the December 21st meeting.
The November.
No, I have a first and a second on the November. I need a first on this.
Mr. Bagley Heath said December, and Ms. Rebecca Fenwick seconded December.
Can we vote now?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Fenwick?
Approve.
Mr. Lomanac?
Approve.
Ms. Clark? Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Wendell?
Approve.
Thank you. We will move to items requested to be moved from the final agenda.
You do not need to vote on that. That one's informational.
Okay. So we can go on to the continued agenda.
And that one does need a vote.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the continued agenda as listed in the printed agenda? Can someone make a motion, please?
This is Jared Romanek. I'll make a motion that we approve the continued agenda.
This is Robin Williams. I'll second that.
Thank you. Ms. Fenwick, may I have your vote, please?
Approve.
Mr. Lomonac?
Approve.
Ms. Clark?
Approve.
Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Swindell?
Approved.
Thank you. There are no requests for extensions, so we will move on to the items of the regular agenda. The presentation of the applications will be with recommendations from the staff. The presentation of the petitioner will be in response to these recommendations. At this time, we ask any presentation or response be 10 minutes or less and address only those issues that are inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by the board. Go ahead. The petition 11, eco-friendly contracting 2204-2210 Burrows.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members of the board. This is Aslan, and I will be presenting the petition for a rehabilitation of the property located at 2204-2210 Burrows Street. This building was built in 1920 and is a contributing property in the Kyler Brownville Historic District. So the applicant is proposing to repair damaged materials on all porches, replace all handrails, install new wood columns, remove existing metal siding to expose and repair original wood siding, and to repair existing vinyl windows. They are also proposing to repair the brick foundation and replace the metal roof with shingles. So the applicant has indicated that the existing siding is to be removed to expose the original wood siding, and this will be repaired in kind as needed. While staff was not able to verify when the current siding was placed on the building, sandboard maps indicate that the home originally had wood siding well into the 1970s, and staff finds it appropriate to remove the metal siding to restore the original wood siding. The porch repair, replacement of handrails, and installation of new porch columns is to be done in kind using wood. Well, staff obviously has no issues with the wood material for these repairs and replacements. The applicant did not provide drawings that indicate the configuration of the new handrail or porch columns. Thus, staff is requesting that the applicant ensure that any repair or replacement of a historic wooden feature be done in kind and in the same configuration as the original. So with regards to the windows, the applicant stated that they propose to repair existing vinyl windows, which are already in place, while maintaining the existing trim and casings. Staff has verified that there are currently vinyl windows on the second floor of the building. However, as you can see, the windows on the first floor on the front and side facade are currently boarded up. The applicant did not provide any evidence or information concerning what is existing under these boarded up window openings. Oh, it's quite small. So this is a photo from 2016, which shows wood windows in this building at that time. Staff requests that the applicant provide information regarding the existing windows on the first floor. Additionally, if those windows are wood and or require replacement, staff requests that they be repaired and or replaced with wood windows in a historically appropriate configuration. As you can see here as well, there are also boards covering the door openings on the front facade. Information concerning what is underneath these boards, as well as what work is potentially proposed for them, was also not provided. So staff is requesting that the applicant provide information regarding what is existing and proposed for the boarded up doors. The applicant is also proposing to repair the brick foundation in kind where needed. As you can see in this photo, there are large portions of the brick foundation that are missing and will require replacement, and no material specification for these repairs was provided. So staff is requesting that the applicant provide a material specification for the brick. The roof replacement proposed is to remove the existing metal roof, which can be seen here, and replace it with asphalt shingles in charcoal gray. The applicant has indicated that any repair to the eaves and soffit shall be done in kind. Staff has determined that the metal roof is historic and likely original, and the replacement of this roof with shingles would constitute the loss of a distinctive feature that would significantly alter the historic character of this property. As such, staff is requesting that the applicant revise the material for the roof replacement to be a standing seam metal roof in the same configuration as the original. So with that, staff is recommending a continuance of the petition for a rehabilitation of the property located at 2204-2210 Borough Street to the February 24, 2021 Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting in order for the applicant to address the following points. One, provide a material specification for the brick repairs. Two, ensure that any repair or replacement of historic wooden features be done in kind and in the same configuration as the original. Three, provide information regarding the existing windows on the first floor. If windows are wood, staff requests that they be repaired and or replaced with wood in a historically appropriate configuration. Four, provide information regarding what is existing and what is proposed for the boarded up doors on the front facade. Five, revise the material for the roof replacement to be a standing seam metal roof in the same configuration as the original and a metal drip edge covering all edges. And six, ensure that any repair to the eaves and soffit is done in kind using wood. Thank you, and I open for any questions the board may have.
Are there any questions from board members? If so, please identify yourself and limit your comments and questions to 2 minutes.
This is Jerry Lominac. Could you go back to one of the existing photographs that shows the handrails? There's one up closer. Are there two different handrail designs there? Actually, three, I believe. Looks like the ones on the top are taller than the ones on the bottom. Which one of those is the one that is to be copied?
That was not indicated by the applicant. I can show you. So this is what was submitted for us to review. So I think we would need more information on what they would be applying for, and then we would be able to do a little bit more research about what would be a historically appropriate configuration for those, based on clearly there's a couple different configurations here.
Well, I think three, because it's this one, is the one other first floor, and the second floor looks like the handrails are considerably taller. So that would be three. Okay, thank you.
There also appears to be a difference in the shape of the columns between the first floor and the second floor. And from what I've picked up is we don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, correct. We do not know.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, this is Darren. I know in a previous meeting, we looked at some of the other buildings on the street to kind of get an idea of columns, to see what would fit in. Do we have a street view that we could see?
Let's see.
But when we do come back to meet and review this possibly in a month, we could have an idea what we're looking at ahead of time.
Yes, I can pull that up on Google Maps in just a moment. So this is the property that is being applied for. There's not many neighboring properties that have a porch in a similar configuration. I can show you down a little farther.
They are rounded with a cap on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any other questions of staff?
Just a comment. It also appears to be an extra column or two in the left hand, one on the first floor and maybe two on the second floor.
Yeah, I think the question, there's a lot of questions about the porches and the columns. Oh, is the petitioner present?
Yes.
Would you like to respond to the recommendations from staff? Please limit your, if so, please limit your comments to 10 minutes or less and address only the issues identified that as inconsistent with the ordinance.
This is Andre with Eco-Friendly. Yeah, I'll listen to all you guys' concerns. What we propose to do is, just like I said, a lot of stuff, this owner has a very limited budget of what he can do and what he can't do. He's got, basically, we're getting involved because of the many maintenance issues that he's having with the city of Savannah. He's going back and forth to court about, you know, getting it somewhat repaired, just like retaining the roof. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be in his budget to do a standing seam roof. So we won't be taking that roof off. I know that for a fact because of, I see the budget of what I'm working with and what I'm trying to actually make work. But I can get some more details as far as what we're replacing in kind. I can do a sketch for the porches. That's fine too. I think we can pull that off. And maybe that'll kind of clear up some of the issues that you guys are having. And just like anything that's existing, we won't be really, we're not gutting this building out. We're not completely redoing this building. We're only doing what his budget is going to allow him to do it as far as the exterior renovations of it.
So may I ask, is it your intent then not that this building will be inhabitable?
I mean, it's going to be inhabitable, but it's not going to be totally renovated, but like, because he doesn't have the resources to do that. So just like whatever's there, there's vinyl upstairs and there's wood downstairs. That's what it's going to stay for the time being until he's able to actually move forward on, you know, more repairs than what he's able to do at this current moment. But we're just trying to get it out of the condemned stage and get it at least somewhat visible so it can actually be inhibited before, you know, it starts to deteriorate even more.
Are there any questions of the petitioner from the commission?
I do have one. So under those boarded up windows, are they wood or are they going to be repaired?
I think to be honest with you, there's a mix. There's hotchbox, everything. There's nothing's matching, as you can see. Porches, the columns, the windows, the doors, nothing matches. So whatever, just like I'm saying, whatever's there, if it was there, we're not going to change it per se if it's not falling apart.
Are there any other questions from the commission? Do I have a motion on this item? Pardon?
We still have to do the public.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then go into board discussion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak to the petitioner's application?
If you'll just use the raise your hand feature.
Okay. We have one person from the public who would like to speak. Would you please identify yourself and limit your comments to 2 minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. This is Ryan Arve from Historic Savannah Foundation. And just want to start by thanking the applicant and the owner for addressing some of the issues on this building. We too, you know, want to see it saved. And sometimes you do have to do buildings in phases. Sometimes it's the only way to financially make it happen. But we do share the staff's concerns with this project. We do advocate for the continuance because there's just not enough information in the application to adequately make a decision about much. I heard that there was discussion regarding the porch. I think if you look at the facade of the building, I'd say more porch columns than not are the rounded columns. So I think, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say that the building originally had round columns. This building type is actually fairly common in Savannah. There are nearly identical buildings scattered across different historic districts. There's one on at 312 West 42nd Street currently. One was torn down on West 43rd Street last year for the new SCAD dorms. And those all historically have rounded columns on it. The one there that's on the screen, obviously the bottom porch has been modified, but the top is original still. And that is consistent with the building that used to be at the corner of West 43rd Street and Barnard. And there are others that I could cite as well if you need that. But I think we need to use these historic precedents when designing the rehab for this building. And I think even to get a CO, certificate of occupancy, there's going to be certain things that need to be addressed. And those things are going to be elements that have to go before this commission. So I again just feel like there needs to be much more information in order to make a true determination. Thank you very much.
Are there any other comments from the public? Okay, I want to open it for board discussion. Does anyone have any concerns of staff or comments that they would like to make? I will go down the agenda. Ms. Fenwick?
I don't have any date this time.
Mr. Lomanac?
I think that there's not enough information here to make a determination. I would like to think that they would want to continue this project.
Ms. Clark? Ms. Jackson Green?
I just want to point out, because I know they were talking about the columns and not having a lot of houses in that area that had that style. But there's a couple houses not on Burroughs, but if you look right around the corner at the intersection of 38 West 38th and Burroughs, there's a 519 West 38th, and then on 39th Street, 510 West 39th. And they have the rounded columns as well, just like the guy from was saying, that those rounded columns are pretty much everywhere if you really look in that area. So I just wanted to point that out as we talk about what they potentially might be coming back with in the future and what is kind of common with the historic buildings in that area.
Okay. Dr. Williams?
I just wanted to get a clarification or at least sort of red flag the comment of the petitioner. Was he saying that they are unable to preserve the standing seam metal roof and they plan to replace it? Or, because I know a staff recommendation is to keep the metal roof. So I'm a little confused about how that's going to go forward.
They are proposing to replace the historic metal roof with shingle, which is not permitted by the ordinance. So we are recommending that they either, if this roof cannot be saved, which we've seen ones worse than this, so it probably can be coated. But if it cannot be saved, then it should be replaced with metal, because that's a requirement of the ordinance. So shingle is just not permitted.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mr. Bagley-Heath?
I have no further questions.
Ms. Swindell?
I have no further comment.
Do I have anyone who would like to make a motion, whether for or against? Pardon?
This is Robin Williams. I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation to continue this petition.
Do I have a second?
This is Chelsea Jackson Green. I second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion to continue this petition for rehabilitation of the property located at 2204 and 2210 Borough Street to the February 24th, 2021 Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting in order for the applicant to address the following items. Do I need to list them all? Do we have per staff recommendations? Thank you. We have a motion. I would like to call for a vote. I'll go down the list. Ms. Fenwick?
Approved.
Mr. Lomanac?
Can we discuss the motion?
Yes, sir, we can.
Okay, you didn't ask.
I will hold on to your vote, Ms. Fenwick. You can change it if after Mr. Lomanac's discussion you would like to.
There were some other items or issues brought up during the previous discussion, including the various handrails, for instance, that are shown on the project, and clarifying which one is to be the guiding handrails. I think the comments that were made by the members of the board need to also be included in the things that they are to address.
So so can I amend my motion? Can I just reiterate my motion even though it's been seconded, or because it's been seconded, we have to make an amendment motion?
You'd have to make this is Pam Everidge. You'd have to make an amendment to the motion.
Okay.
It's been seconded.
And does the amendment have to include everything of the first motion, or could just be additions to the first motion?
Just the additions to the first motion.
Okay. I make a motion to amend. Go ahead.
So can I ask you a quick question before we amend it?
Yep.
Did they request to make renovations to the columns in their application, or because I know he said they're not doing everything at once. So was that even mentioned in the application?
Yes. So in the application, they indicated that they would be replacing the handrails and the wood columns, and any damaged materials would be repaired in kind.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, would that not cover the things that we had discussed? Or do
I'll
we
make,
need to amend?
I'll make an amended motion to make sure, as Jerry's noting, that it's absolutely crystal clear that this is involved. This will be added to the staff recommendations. So I make an amended motion, or I make propose. What's the wording? I make a motion to amend the motion on the floor, that two provisions be added, that the handrails be consistent on both levels and following, I'm not sure which one is the original. Jerry, any input on that?
The one on the left-hand side, first floor, looks like it would be the probably more like the original, if not the original.
Right, it's height. So that the handrails be modified to match the handrail on the first floor, would that be north side, north or left surviving handrail, and that the first floor posts be replaced by columns in keeping with the second floor existing columns.
In this picture, on the top center ones.
I think there are columns on the outer corners too, aren't there?
I think so, but the clearest one is the one that is on the right of the photograph. Do I have a second on that motion, or do we need more clarity on the motion?
Yeah, I'd say, are they different? Ryan, are you pointing out that they are different columns, or are they pure consistent?
It's Leah, but
sorry.
It looks like the second floor probably has some original taper columns, so that's probably what you all were looking for.
Yeah, the tree is
blocking that one, but
I think the
see that there, that's a tapered column, which
yeah,
surely
aren't the middle two tapered?
Yes.
So my motion said to match the character of the second floor columns.
Right, which is why I was showing them for you.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Is it possible? I know this is sort of a discussion question in the middle of a motion, but is it possible that those second floor handrails being taller are, even though they have a different spacing, are original? Is that even plausible to anyone here?
No, definitely not. That height would have never been original.
Right. So the lower ones look plausibly original below that we see here, the ones I identified in my motion.
Or at least an early replacement.
Yeah. Okay, so my motion is still on the floor.
Do I have a second for the motion?
Kendra Clark, I second.
Thank you. We will go forward with the vote to vote on the motion, which is to accept the staff's recommendation with the addition of following the characteristics of the second floor porch to make the columns and rails consistent within the ordinance and as were original to the house.
Do we need to vote on the amended motion first?
Yes.
Okay. Leah's shaking her head yes. So we will vote on the amended motion. And then we will go right into a second vote for adopting the amendment. Ms. Fenwick?
Approved.
Mr. Lomax?
Approved.
Ms. Clark? Ms. Jackson Green?
Approved.
Dr. Robin Williams?
Approved.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Wendell?
Approved.
Okay, I'm going to go through the list again. This time we will be voting on the First Amendment, which was the staff recommendation, and the amendment to that motion that was made. Ms. Fenwick?
Approved.
Mr. Lomanac?
Approve.
Ms. Clark? Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Robin Williams?
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Haley Swindell?
Approved.
Thank you. We will go on to the item listed as number 12, eco-friendly contracting, 2402, 2404 Bullock after the fact rehabilitation.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, members of the board. The applicant is requesting approval for and after the fact rehabilitation of the property located at 2402 and 2404 Bullock Street. I'll show you a picture of the exterior here. The applicant did provide the following description of work, which is for the existing roof shingles, which are charcoal gray, to remain. They're saying that they will be repairing and painting existing siding like kind. The painting shall be yellow in color. Existing front doors will remain, and existing railings on the front of the house will remain as is. Upon staff's further investigation, I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm going to slowly scroll through here just so you get a good broad idea of what the property looked like back in 2019. This is the front of the house here, and then the side, and a building that is also located on the property. So upon staff's further investigation of this property, which was originally constructed in 1914 and is a contributing structure, this one here, it was discovered that the property was entirely rehabilitated without having received a certificate of appropriateness, so that's why this is an after the fact. The work that was undertaken without an approval was replacement of wood siding on the front and the side that you're not seeing in this, as well as this top dormer here, with hardy board siding, replacement of windows with prohibited vinyl windows with between the glass muntins, replacement of doors with what appear to be pressed metal doors, and the shingle roof was replaced with a new shingle roof. So that's what occurred on this building. There's additionally, as I said, which was not included within the scope of work within this current petition, the property owner completed the work on the rear building, which is known as 805 West 40th Street, but it is on the same lot. They are owned by the same person. The rear building was constructed sometime around 1960. It is a non-contributing structure. And the work that occurred on that building was, again, a roof replacement and then replacement of the doors and windows with the same materials as was used on this building. When looking at the preservation standards, work that was undertaken without a certificate of appropriateness, as I said, included replacement of the historic wood siding with hardy board, replacement of wood windows with prohibited vinyl windows, replacement of doors with those metal doors. And this work does damage the historic character and distinctive features of the contributing building. The hardy board siding would be required to be removed and replaced with wood single pane. Oh, sorry. The siding would be required to be replaced with wood, and then the vinyl windows to be replaced with wood single pane true divided light windows. And the window replacement must include removal of all hardy trim and replacement with compatible wood header, sills, and trim as well. The metal doors would need to be removed and replaced with solid wood doors, and that they would need to ensure that all that is undertaken in the gentlest means possible so that they don't further damage the building. The building located to the rear, as I said, 805 West 40th, was undertaken on a non-contributing building, so it doesn't detract or damage any historic character of the property other than just having prohibited materials. When looking at visual compatibility, the openings specifically, their prohibited vinyl windows were installed, like I said, so again, those would have to be removed and replaced as well as the trims, headers, and sills. Moving into materials for visual compatibility, it's essentially just going to be me repeating most of the same information over and over again. For the materials, again, they replaced the wood siding with hardy board on multiple facades, replacement of windows with prohibited vinyl windows, replacement of the doors with the pressed metal doors. Those materials are mostly prohibited and they are not visually compatible, so those items would need to be replaced. On the rear building, 805 West 40th, they again replaced windows with vinyl windows and doors with the pressed metal doors. So they would need to replace those again with compatible materials. Looking at design standards, starting with exterior walls, hardy board is prohibited on this structure, the front building, and would need to be replaced with wood siding. So there is existing wood siding, as you see on this facade. That's the only one that staff determined to still be wood. The rest were, as you can see, replaced with vinyl throughout these pictures. Hardy board, sorry. Moving on to windows in the design standards, the vinyl windows with between the glass muntins seen on both buildings is a prohibited material and would need to be replaced. For the front building, those would need to be wood. single pane true divided light windows. On this building back here, however, they have the option to choose different types of windows that have been previously approved for new construction buildings and non-contributing buildings. Moving on to doors, again, staff determined, at least from the street, that these are some form of pressed metal door, which is an inappropriate door again, and would need to be replaced on the front building with wood, solid wood doors, and on the rear building with doors constructed of glass, wood, clad wood, or steel. For the roofs, both the roofs were prior to the 20, so you can see here in 2019, prior to 2019 were shingle roofs, so staff does not have an issue with the replacement there that occurred there. But with everything else that was said, staff is recommending denial for the petition of the after-the-fact rehabilitation of the property located at 2402 and 2402 Bullock Street because the work is not visually compatible and does not meet the standards. Staff is also recommending that they submit an application for a certificate of appropriateness for the rehabilitation of 2402 and 2404 Bullock Street, as well as 805 West 40th Street, that would meet the following conditions. One, removal of the prohibited vinyl windows on the contributing building and replacement with wood, single pane, true divided light windows previously approved by the board for use on contributing buildings. Two, the window replacement on the contributing building must include the removal of all hardy board trim and replacement with compatible wood, header, sills, and trim. Three, removal of the metal doors on the contributing and replacement with solid wood doors. So that obviously means the contributing building, that word is missing. Number four, ensure that all work is undertaken using the gentlest means possible on the contributing building. Five, removal of the prohibited vinyl windows on the non-contributing building and replacement with windows previously approved by the board for use on non-contributing buildings. And last, removal of the metal doors on the non-contributing building and replacement with doors made of wood, clad wood, or steel. And I open for any questions.
Are there any staff, any questions of staff on his presentation? Is the petitioner present?
This is Jerry. I just have one question and a curiosity for Ryan. What happens if they say we're not going to do those things? I'm just curious. But what is
They would not be in compliance with the city zoning ordinance, and therefore they would need to come into compliance. So code enforcement would come in to play. They would get subpoenaed eventually by code compliance.
Okay, I was just curious. I was just curious. Thank you.
Ryan, this is Rebecca. How did this come to you? Did the person listed as the applicant bring it to you?
So this was cited by code compliance, and they were told to come to us, and that's when the applicant provided us with that application.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Is the petitioner present?
Yes. This is Andre with Eco-Friendly.
Thank you. Would we ask that you limit your presentation to 10 minutes or less and address only items identified as inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by the board? Thank you.
Okay, again, this is a project here that I inherited after the fact. I think they initially did have permits for electrical and the plumbing, I believe. And I guess once the city started doing an inspection, they realized that they actually doing more as far as construction than electrical and plumbing. And that's when they actually put a stop work on it and required them to get a general contract to pull a building permit on the project, and that's when I got involved. And then of course, in order to get a building permit, we have to get a COA approved first, so therefore that's why I'm here with the petition here. I mean, I see all you guys' recommendations. I'm only the messenger in this. I got to take this back to the owner and see exactly, you know, how they want to proceed on it, and then I can actually figure out a course, some kind of recourse on what we can do to actually get this situation here under control here as far as getting it compliant.
Are there any questions of the petitioner? I have one question of the petitioner.
Sure.
Are you in agreement with the staff's recommendations to give you the first, the not accepting the after fact rehabilitations and asking you to submit a certificate of appropriateness for rehabilitation?
For the record, I think a lot of the stuff that I think some of it was pre-existing. I'm not sure exactly. Just like I said, I didn't come in on the front end of this. This is I came in on the afterthought that they actually needed me. So I don't want to speak on that and say, you know, and say, okay, I'm in total agreement with it. But I want to sit down with the owner and actually go through exactly what the recommendations are and let him come up with some kind of something that he's comfortable with and how we can get this here. This is just a big mess. That's a lot that's had to be tore out and reinstalled. So I will get back at the next meeting and actually have more comments. I don't want to say anymore.
This is Jared. Sounds like the applicant's requesting a continuance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Pardon? Yeah, I thought I did. So it's my understanding that you would like a continuance. Would you like a continuance to the next meeting?
Yes. Either a continuance. If we don't have a continuance, if I disagree, I mean, you guys we can't approve it. I have to go and resubmit my whole application in order to get approval for the new recommendation that you guys want us to actually put in place and tear out everything that's already pre-existing. Is that correct?
That would be correct. All of those items would have to be replaced again.
Right, but that needs to be in writing. I need to actually submit that.
Correct.
Okay, before you guys can actually approve to get for us to have a COA.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's do a continuance. I have it situated by the next meeting.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public?
If you'll use the raise your hand feature, we'll know more. But right now we do have Ryan Arve from Historic Savannah Foundation.
Thank you. Ryan, thank you, Madam Chairperson. Ryan Arve, Historic Savannah Foundation. It sounds like you are all on a road to some agreement here that a continuance may be inevitable. I was just going to, on behalf of our ARC, support for what the staff was recommending, the denial of these after the fact alterations. It's really unfortunate, the loss of historic fabric on this building. It's a tough situation because there are so many buildings in Kyler Brownville that need attention, that need improvements. And certainly I think that was, you know, partly the intent here. It's just unfortunate the way it was executed. Ryan, I we would like staff to also note that the porch roof was also altered. The original porch roof was a hipped roof, and so that change has also been perpetuated. You know, it's a difficult situation when someone inherits a project that was not done properly. I don't know that the owner was different at the time, though. And even if a new owner has assumed title. Unfortunately, in situations like this, you also assume any existing violations. So it is an unfortunate situation all around, but one that we do feel needs to be properly rectified in ways that are consistent with the ordinance. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we will open it up to board discussion. We will have, the bylaws say two rounds of 2 minutes each, but I think we have had a lot of discussion on this today. So we will start out with one round. Please limit them to 2 minutes each. Ms. Fenwick?
Yes. I would echo Brian Arve's comments. Again, whatever the educational component needs to be to make sure that things are understood regarding local historic district boundaries and what is associated. I mean, I think what I'm seeing is a need for more community outreach, and I realize that's ancillary to the discussion of this particular COA, but I just wanted to say that. I don't necessarily have any other comments.
Mr. Lominac?
It appears to me that we've got two choices. We either deny it or we grant a continuance. I think that's a decision that the board needs to make. However, I can't help but be curious as to whether the same person owns that building now that has owned it before. And if there has been any other instances where the same owner, not the same contractor, but the same owner.
This property has been. When I pulled up the property card, it showed the same owner has had it since 2017, and this work was performed in 2019. So it is the same current owner.
Okay. And then I was curious as to whether the same owner had owns other properties that have had the same problem. That was, but that's probably a discussion for another time, another place. But anyway, it appears that we have two choices. I guess I would be inclined to want to grant a continuance, but I could live with either one, either that or denial. I have no other comments.
Ms. Clark?
No additional comments.
Ms. Jackson Green?
No comment.
Dr. Robin Williams?
No further comment.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
No further comment.
Ms. Wendell?
No.
Okay, rather than go through the whole list again, is there anyone else who would like to make another short comment? Hearing none, I call for a motion on the action. I am going to make the assumption that the board is leaning towards a continuance, but I will be open to any motion that is made. Can someone make a motion, please, one way or the other?
This is Jerry Lominac. I'll make a motion, even though in some ways I'd like to slap a wrist by denying. I will make a motion that we grant the applicant a continuance to address the issues recommended by or pointed out by staff, as well as the discussion that the board has had during our deliberations.
Do I hear a second?
This is Haley Swindle. I'll second.
Hey, thank you. We have a motion on the floor that we are asking for a continuance with the applicant taking into consideration the recommendations from staff. Ms. Fenwick?
Approved.
Mr. Lominac?
Approve.
Ms. Clark. Ms. Jackson Green.
Approve.
Dr. Williams.
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath.
Approve.
Ms. Swindell.
Approve.
Thank you. We have granted you a continuance to the February meeting of this commission. Thank you. Okay, we have a petition in the streetcar district, number 13, a petition of Green Line Architects for 1815 Lincoln Street, amend the entrance canopy and special exception request. This has been brought, this is from our December meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members of the board. This is Olivia Arfuso. I will be presenting the petition for amendments to a previously approved certificate of appropriateness for alterations and the construction of a new entrance canopy and ADA ramp at 1815 Lincoln Street. 1815 Lincoln Street is the City of Savannah owned John S. Delaware Community Center, Gymnasium and Pool. To provide you with some context, the board approved a certificate of appropriateness for 1815 Lincoln Street on December 21st, 2020, with the following conditions. Reconsider the installation of a storefront system and choose an appropriate operable window type approved for use on new construction, additions, and non-historic buildings. Ensure that the wood mechanical screens are painted to match the proposed exterior wall color. The petitioner is now requesting approval for an amendment to the previously approved certificate of appropriateness to allow for a revised entrance canopy design and color scheme. The petitioner is also requesting a special exception from one design standard as follows. Window shall be single hung, double hung, triple hung, awning or casement, except for accent windows, which may also be fixed or hopper. To allow for the installation of fixed storefront windows in the existing window openings. The new exterior colors are proposed to be Chestertown Buff and Sag Harbor Gray by Benjamin Moore. The mechanical screening will also be painted Chestertown Buff to match the exterior walls. The glass entrance doors will have their frames painted Colonial Red to match the entrance canopy. The existing shed roof awning will be removed and a freestanding metal canopy with a translucent panel roof and concrete base will be installed. The canopy will have a curved roof shape. Staff has determined that this awning slash canopy and proposed materials are appropriate for use on a non-contributing building entrance. The existing metal window security grills will be removed, and all aluminum windows and steel doors are proposed to be replaced with an aluminum storefront. The replacement will occur within the existing openings. The proposed storefront is YKK storefront system in the color Colonial Red. Staff has determined that the installation of a fixed non-operable aluminum storefront system within the existing once operable window openings does not meet the ordinance. Therefore, the petitioner has requested a special exception from the standard window shall be single hung, double hung, triple hung, awning, or casement, except for accent windows, which may also be fixed or hopper, to allow for the installation of fixed storefront windows in the existing window openings. The request was reviewed using the special exception review criteria. Staff recommends approval for this special exception to allow for the installation of the storefront system. Staff has concluded that the building's function does not align with a residential or commercial purpose. It is a public building that is utilized by members of the community. Staff has determined that this building requires heightened security to keep those who frequent the center protected and the building's structural integrity unimpaired. Therefore, an operable window type is not appropriate for this community use structure and could be detrimental to public safety and welfare. Staff has also determined that the installation of a storefront system in the existing operable window openings will not be detrimental to the public interest, health, safety, welfare, function, and will not affect the appearance of the adjacent uses or general vicinity. Staff does not recommend any additional conditions, restrictions, or safeguards for the special exception. To sum everything up, staff recommends approval for an amendment to a previously approved certificate of appropriateness for alterations and the installation of an entrance canopy and new ADA ramp at 1815 Lincoln Street, issued on December 21st, 2020, to allow for a revised entrance canopy design and color scheme as requested because the work is visually compatible and meets the standards. And approval for the request for a special exception from the following standard: windows shall be single hung, double hung, triple hung, awning, or casement, except for accent windows, which may also be fixed or hopper, to allow for the installation of the fixed storefront windows in the existing window openings because the special exception criteria are met. Thank you, and I now open for any questions.
Are there any questions from board members?
Yeah, this is Jerry. Could you show the, this is a change to the canopy, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Could you show the one that was previously approved?
This is the previously approved design.
I was thinking it was different, considerably. Okay, thank you. One concern that I have, and it's similar to this one too, is that the canopy seems to be awfully tall. Not the shape of it, I don't have a problem with. It just looks like it's the other one, the previous one, the one that was now under consideration. Really looks like it's intended to have a bus drive up beside it on the high side and let kids out of a bus at school. I think it would be greatly improved if it was brought down to be a little bit shorter, a little bit less tall. And I am curious about where the water goes. It gets dumped back against the, all the water that falls on it now, it goes right back against the building. Not touching the building, but probably close enough that it would build up a little bit of momentum and run straight down the face of the building. But I think the, from a visual standpoint, I think the line is just too of the canopy is just too tall. And that's all, that's a comment I have. It's really, I don't mind the shape.
Are there any comments for staff at this point? Hearing none, is the petitioner present?
Yes, this is Eric O'Neill with Greenline Architecture.
Thank you. We ask that you limit your comments to 10 minutes or less and address only those items that are identified as inconsistent with the ordinance or questions raised by the board.
Absolutely. Yes, I'd just like to start by thanking staff for reviewing this project for a second time and for their recommendations for approval. And to address Mr. Lomanek's concerns about the height, I would consider lowering it a little bit, but I would point out that the haunches of the little curved pieces coming off the post, those are 9 feet above the sidewalk. And then the bottom of the canopy is then 12.6. And the intent was to try to align that higher part of the canopy with the eave of the roof. If the board all agrees that it is too high, I think maybe we could try to drop the canopy completely under the roof. But it was just trying to align with the existing architecture and giving enough clearance to walk underneath the haunches. And regarding gutter, the rainfall, there will be an internal gutter designed into the canopy system to control that. Those were all my comments. As there was nothing else, issues brought up by the staff, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of the petitioner from the members of the board?
Did he say that he would consider lowering the canopy a bit? If I understand that correctly?
If you all think it is too high, I think we could still be successful in dropping it just below the eave of the roof line. But the intent was to make it align with the roof. Was our design intent. So I guess dropping it, that would be, maybe could drop it another foot. That would put the lower part of the haunch at about 8 feet above the sidewalk. And then the highest part of the canopy would then be 11 and a half feet or so. We did get dimension drawings for the canopy that maybe get to see. Sometimes these perspectives can be a little misleading. There's a blow up detail on the next, yeah, it's there.
Okay, on the drawings, it appears that it's more in line with the roof line versus the peak of the roof.
That is correct. That's the intent. For the highest part of the canopy was to align with the roof eave, and then the lower part to drop just below.
Mr. Lomanek, does that address your concerns?
Well, I think it would actually be more comfortable if it slipped below the existing eave fascia line. It also would eliminate what will inevitably be a little gap between the two, because then it can slide under the overhang and provide cover all the way to the door.
Is there any other discussion or questions of the petitioner?
This is Rebecca. Was the canopy redesigned based on this board's comments, or was that a client office decision?
That was a direction from my client, the city.
Okay.
They weren't happy with the V shape. So.
Okay.
Are there any other questions of the petitioner or staff? Okay, are there any comments from, we'll open it up for board discussion. Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have anyone from the public that would like to speak on this? Having no one from the public who would like to make comment, we'll move on to board discussion. There are two rounds of 2 minutes each to ask questions of the staff and the petitioner, although we've done some of that. We will go through the list. Ms. Fenwick?
Nothing at this time.
Mr. Lomanac?
I've made my comments. I don't have any problems with approval of the requested exceptions.
Okay. Ms. Clark?
No additional comments.
Ms. Chelsea Jackson-Green?
No comments.
Dr. Williams?
No further comment.
Dr. Bagley, Mr. Bagley Heath?
My only question is to speak to Mr. Lomax's suggestion that if the canopy was dropped, would that eliminate people getting wet between the gap between the roof line of the main building and the canopy? And is the petitioner able to answer to that? Would that be a design issue if it was left as is? And would that address a situation, or could it be addressed that would prevent people from getting wet entering the building?
Am I allowed to speak at this time, the petitioner?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
I was just asking if I'm allowed to speak. The board has entered into their discussion.
Yes.
I didn't know if that's...
Please answer his concern.
Sure. Yeah, with the current design and at the height of the canopy, our idea was to install a small little rain diverter in the roof line, just typical over porches and door entry doorways, to divert the water shedding off the roof to away from the door. So that there would not, in this situation, there would not be rainwater stripping on people walking up to the entry. However, I am open to the idea of dropping it. The canopy, I wouldn't go much more than a foot, just because of those curved haunches coming off, calling them haunches, I guess.
So would, if it was dropped below that roof line, would it be able to be slid underneath, or would it just be left?
If I may just look at the plan real quick, I just want to make sure that last post, we need to make sure it stays clear of the entry doors, and I think we have enough room to achieve that.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Swindell?
Oh, I'm all right with this.
I no additional comment.
Are there any other comments or questions from the board members of either the staff or the petitioner? Okay, I will close the discussion with the staff and the petitioner and ask the board to make a motion to either amend or to accept the staff recommendation to approve an amendment to the previously approved certificate of appropriateness for the alterations and installation of an entrance canopy and new ADA ramp to 1815 Lincoln Street, and the approval of the request for a special exception with the following from the following standards. Windows shall be hung, single hung, double hung, triple hung, awning, or casement, except for accent windows, which may be fixed or harpered, to allow for the installation of fixed storefront windows in the existing window openings because of the special exception criteria are met. Do I have a motion?
So Darren, I make a motion to approve the amendment as, or approve the staff recommendations as written.
Do I have a second?
This is Chelsea Jackson Green, second.
Do we have any discussion on the motion?
This is Jared Lominack again. I would like to offer an amendment to the motion that we add to the requirements that the canopy be lowered in height by a minimum of 1 foot.
I'll second that motion, Robin Williams.
Okay, so now I have an amendment and we will vote on the amendment first. Ms. Fenwick?
Approve.
Mr. Lominack?
Approve.
Ms. Clark?
Approve.
Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approve.
Ms. Swindell?
Approve.
Okay, we will move on to the motion that was originally placed and the amendment as so stated by Mr. Lominack. Ms. Fenwick?
Approve.
Mr. Lominack?
Approve.
Ms. Clark? Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approve.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Swindell?
Approve.
Motion passes.
Thank you all very much.
You're welcome. Now we will move on to item 10. The approval of staff review items. Are there any items on this list that the commission, the board members would like to discuss? Hearing none, I ask for a motion to accept this, to approve the staff review items 14 through 22.
Lisa Wendell, and I'll move to the staff reviews.
And a second?
Rebecca Fenwick, I second.
Okay, I will put the item up for a vote. Ms. Fenwick? Mr. Lominack?
Approve.
Ms. Clark? Ms. Jackson Green?
Approve.
Dr. Williams?
Approved.
Mr. Bagley Heath?
Approved.
Ms. Swindell?
Approve.
Thank you. There are no notices or proclamations. Is there any other business that needs to be discussed?
Madam Chairwoman, did we want to ask Ryan Irve if he has anything to say about the survey for Historic Savannah Foundation we talked about earlier? I mean, I don't know if he does, but he might. Is he still there, Ryan Irve?
That would be great, Leah. This is Rebecca.
Okay. Would you like to make a comment? We had had a discussion on the buildings that are in throughout the city that are not listed as conforming within the standards of the different districts, but yet they do have contributing factors to the architectural structure of the city.
Brian, Mr. Irve, if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to talk about any you know, potential progress on that project, feel free. You just have to unmute yourself.
Did we lose him?
Okay, I guess he
left already.
He must not, I'm sorry. No, he must not want to speak on it, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Well, he
does not appear to be listed among the names of the people participating in the meeting at present.
He's an attendee, so his name wouldn't show for you. He's not a panelist like you, like the board members, so.
Is there any other comments or business that the board would like to discuss? Hearing none, I will move for an adjournment. Our next pre-meeting is February the 24th at 2:30. Our regular meeting is Wednesday, February the 24th at 3:00. Do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Kendra Clark, I make the motion that we.
And a second, please.
This is Robin Williams, I second.
Thank you. Ms. Fenwick?
Approved.
Well, I'm sorry, they're telling me we don't need an. Okay, well, apparently we have adjourned the meeting. Thank you all very much. And in the meantime, I would like to thank Ms. Jackson Green for filling in for me for the last 2 months.
Welcome back, Ms. Mobley.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back, Virginia.
Thank you.